We're now going on to Pillar 3, the subject of taxes. Now, I know most people don't like taxes. And what I had to do in order to become wealthy or rich was to know how taxes are good and why there's an advantage to them. So before doing that, I'd like to tell you my story about learning about taxes. And it's a story that most of us have learned, but sometimes we haven't got the lesson yet. My rich dad often talked about taxes. He said it was your largest single expense in your lifetime. But as we all know, sometimes we listen to our adults or our parents, but we really don't get the lesson. It was only until after I started working at the Xerox Corporation, it was after I left the Marine Corps, and I really started to make some big money, per se, in those days. And the checks started coming in. I get my bonus checks and my sales incentive checks. Anytime I looked at it, I looked down there, and there would be no money left. In other words, I was making a lot of money, but the government was taking even more than 50% in those days. And I didn't really get the lessons. So I went to see my rich dad, and he says, I've been telling you this all along. There's three types of income: earned, passive, and portfolio. And right now, you're doing what most of the middle class does, is work really hard for earned income. And no matter how much you make, the government's always going to get their money before you do. And that's why you don't need a CPA like Diane, because there's nothing a CPA can do for you because the government's already taken it. And so that's when the learning started to take place. I knew all the answers, but now the learning started to take place when you see it in your paycheck. And I'm going, holy moly. And he says, if you keep working harder, if you get a pay raise, guess what? The government gets a pay raise. If you become salesman of the year, salesman of the century, and you get this huge bonus, the government's still going to get its share of it before you do. Have you learned your lesson yet? So here I'm in my late 20s, and I'm finally beginning to understand or learn the lesson. As Rich Dad said, you got to start building assets. So that's when I went and took a real estate class. So my rich dad said, take that class because you'll learn how to work for passive income. So that's why I took that class. And I went out, and during my spare time while working for the Xerox Corporation, I'd go out and invest in real estate because I was going to work for passive income, not earned income. It was a less taxed type of income. Passive income can get down to tax deferred, sometimes zero tax basis if you know what you're doing. So before going into the subject of taxes, I'd like to say this much. It's a very hot, volatile subject. Most people don't like it. What I'm going to try and do is show you why taxes are good. But in doing that, I also want to let you know that nothing I recommend here should you take as gospel from me, because I am not a tax accountant, I'm not a tax attorney, and I'm not an expert at it. Taxes can be legal and illegal. You can do it one way, it'll be legal. Do another way, it'll be illegal. So please hear me. I do not recommend doing anything without sound advice from a qualified and reputable tax accountant or tax attorney. I want to say that up front here, because what I could be saying could, in one situation, be legal, but another section be illegal. So please do not take my advice. Just learn the lessons that I'm about to put forth to you.